Ezra was an expert in the laws of God. Therefore, it was decided he should go to the new temple in Jerusalem and teach the people. The king of Persia gave him letters authorizing him and his helpers to go to Jerusalem. The king sent along a large amount of gold and silver. Ezra was also authorized to appoint judges who knew the laws of God. He was told that the kingdom of Persia would punish anyone who disobeyed those laws. Men volunteered to go with Ezra and move their families to Judah. But they suddenly realized there were no Levites in the group. So Ezra sent out a plea, and several Levites volunteered to go. Everyone knew that going from Persia to Jerusalem was a dangerous trip. They had their families, their possessions, and a large amount of gold and silver. Yet they didn't have soldiers to protect them. Ezra didn't ask the king for armed guards because he had said, "God is our protection. His strong hand is upon people who serve him." So the group prayed and fasted, asking God for his protection. They set out on their journey, and God protected them as they traveled. No one tried to ambush them along the way. They arrived safely in Jerusalem and took all of their gold and silver to the temple. Several leaders went to Ezra as he made preparations for his instructions about the laws of God. They said, "Many of our people have not separated themselves from the non-Jews that live in the area. They have married their women, and these wives have brought their pagan ways with them." Ezra was shocked when he heard this. He ripped his clothes and went to the temple and fell on his knees and spread out his hands before the Lord. He prayed, "Oh God, we're doing it again. Just like our forefathers. You sent them into captivity because they took foreign wives and started worshiping idols. Now you've given us a brief moment, allowing us to come back here. But what did we do? We married foreign wives. Oh God, we're not worthy of your blessing. You have the right to totally destroy this small group of people who live here." Ezra continued to cry and pray and confess sin. As he did, people came and sat and prayed with him. More and more came until there was a large crowd gathered around. They all cried and confessed their sins. Finally, the people said, "We know we've done wrong, but there's still hope. We'll make a promise before God. We'll send away our foreign wives and their children. But you must help us if we're to do this properly. Get up. Take action. Show us what we're to do, and we'll do it." So Ezra agreed to oversee this and make sure it was done properly. All the people sent their foreign wives away and turned from idols. They then totally committed themselves to the Lord.